Has anybody seen Syrinx? It's Jiminy Sneakley.
Oh, poor guy. No.
He's going to love that. He would love that if he was here.
Yeah.
But he had to go somewhere. Hi. Welcome to GRD Sneakley, episode number, anyone have an idea?
279.
283 is what we're doing.
Oh, I'm behind.
Yeah. You were behind the curve. It's just the way that it goes.
Hey, there, Syrinx.
Yay. We are alive.
If you are sitting in the audience in this incredibly packed room in which you can barely breathe, because we're at Congregate! Which means, of course, we are not that far away at all from the Red House Furniture Store. The folks that are going to be with us today, our very special guest down there at the end, you have her, the wonderful, the talented Miss Carol J. Cowles.
They call her the cat. People say she's crazy just because she has a few dozen cats.
That's all. It's completely unheard of. Next to her would be the man who makes all of this happen by being funny. It's podcasting for a secret.
If you're lonely, just do what I do. Choke the chicken. And if that doesn't work, I masturbate.
It's just that simple. Joining us today live on a panel. I think this is the first time you've been on the panel, right? You've been on the show, but not a panel.
And not a panel.
Outstanding. It's Kever.
I love the power glove. It's so bad.
So bad indeed. And this is also your first panel with us then.
That it is.
Outstanding. And next to me is Hall Sarah.
Holy shit, it's the mutated demon cat from the seventh circle of hell.
So you've been warned. Anything could happen. And I, of course, I'm in my element because I'm at a con. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
$1 million strong.
Indeed. Carol, what have you been doing geeky, yo?
Well, you know, watching movies and preparing for a freaking con.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the name of the con.
I know.
That was a good chance. It was a good chance for a plug.
Congregate?
Yeah.
Woo!
Did you say congregate?
Yeah, congregate, right? Is my favorite convention.
I thought they had a gate in it. You're going
congregate.
Gut.
Congregate.
I thought we congregate. Where are you from?
We need an official person.
Congregate.
Okay, that's congregate. We'll accept that. We'll accept that.
Colorado.
Mm-hmm. All right. What movies?
I went and saw Hearts Beat Loud, which is really, really good if you like Nick Offerman, which I do a lot. Ant-Man versus the Wasp, or Ant versus Wasp.
Ant-Man one of us will be the winner of this.
That's the next film. <Yeah. laughs> Ant-Man and the Wasp.
This isn't the Hank Pym in the Silver Age now.
Oh, it might be. Might be after this movie.
Anything else?
No.
Cool.
Well, there was a bad one you watched, wasn't there?
Yeah, but I'm saving that for Scream Queens.
Oh, okay.
Well, you could give a preview. Cross promotion.
Yeah, the original Last House on the Left, which I absolutely hated.
Really?
Hated.
Okay.
Hated.
Wow.
And, I will probably videotape myself burning the disc.
That's a strong
Psycho.
Oh, there you go.
The remake, because you at least get to see.
Oh God, they remade.
Yeah, Psycho. You get to see Ricky Lindholm.
And
oh no,
Hache.
Not Psycho. No, she did. She did.
Oh, the, no, they remade Last House on the Left. Yeah.
They remade. Huh?
Yeah, Ricky Lindholm, half of Garfunkel and Oates, shows her boobs.
That's true. That's very true.
I figured you knew that because you said the original House on the Left.
You did say the original.
The Wes Craven one.
Right, so you knew there was a remake.
But, well, there's also an Ingmar Bergman film, The Virgin Spring, which this
is based on. I see. Oh, you went highbrow and we went just platinum dudes.
How gauche.
So what you been up to, Rich?
Working on the next week's fake Radio Daily.
That's true.
Which will be coming out because we always take a break whenever we go to a convention, much like Congregate.
Woo!
So that way we can make sure that there's still content for the fine folks that syndicate us up in Vermont.
What about that other guy? That other guy ever syndicated us?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't even remember about that. You were the one who was like, this other thing. I'm like, I gotta look for it.
Never mind then.
Unless you're thinking about the guy in Seattle that I thought was who actually is in Vermont.
I'm not thinking about the guy in Seattle.
I also watched Ash vs. Evil Season 3, which ended up being the final season, which was delightful because at one point in time, a baby crawls into a corpse and wears it like a mech suit and fights Ash.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Like Rob Zombie stuff.
Yeah, oh, it's
except
so
good.
No, wish
except
it.
Good.
Without Sherry Moon. Unless she's the mecha suit.
Did you say 1,000 horses?
It's House of 1,000 Horses.
The Secretary of Story. Writing credit on it.
Hot to trot. I also did a Twitch stream with Matricula, friend of the show, where she taught me how to Twitch, so that way at some point in time we will be able to Twitch with GRD.
And I love that you do the visual jokes for the podcast, girl.
I know. I always do.
Fantastic. That's why I got to be here live.
Exactly. And I also watched the first episode of what may be my favorite show this year, and that's Bobcat Goldthwait's Misfits and Monsters.
Oh, see, I forgot to watch it.
There's been a lot of ads for that.
It's on True TV. It's a delight. The first episode was really funny. He's basically a voice actor whose character that he makes sound really dumb comes to life, and you find out like he apparently like makes all of the voice actors go mad. It's fantastic. It's he says it's if Who Framed Roger Rabbit meets Cape Fear. And so another episode coming up is going to feature David Koechner as a werewolf running for mayor and Dave Foley as his campaign manager. Just weird, wacky things all from Bob Cakelthwaite's
mind. That one's beautiful because the ad for the Koechner one shows the woman on the street. Well, I want us to have a werewolf up there.
Is there anything else I should know, Dale? Well, I once ate a toddler. Oh, Dale. I was a werewolf at the time. Oh. So I love Bobcat, so I'm super stoked about that.
Nice.
Sounds like a very twisted version of Promethea.
Yeah,
I can see that. Kev, what you been doing?
I've been becoming the hacker man.
You have been hacking like mad, but not hacking in the traditional sense. What are you hacking?
I'm hacking my, like, the little NES classic, the plug-and-play thing. Mm-hmm. And I just jacked that up with, like, 200 or so games, and, like, 20 of those don't even work.
Yeah, this aren't even good.
You've put games that were never released in America, and then games that people have just made to make an NES game. What was that? Damn it! What was the one? Oh, they did Ultimate Mortal Kombat for the NES.
Does it emulate the graphic style and stuff, or is it just strange?
I mean, it looks exactly like it would, like an 8-bit.
Oh, wow.
Ultimate Mortal Kombat 6-foot, and it moves just as horribly, sloppily out of control.
It's like playing a Karateka, or what was that?
Something.
Like, where you take one step, and then one step, and
then... Oh, no, this one goes way too fast. It's like...
Yeah, so it's more like Shaq Fu.
Yeah.
Why don't plays like the Benny Hill theme?
It does. We did. They actually just so clever. We play one match, and they did. They queued up Yakety Sax, and we played it. And if you haven't ripped out someone's spine to Yakety Sax, you haven't experienced it the correct way.
Was it Tuesday already?
Oh, see, there it is. Anything else, Kev?
And I get ready for this convention because just to like... A few weeks ago, and I didn't even know I was going to be here.
That's true. A few weeks ago, they had no idea they would be.
And which convention is it?
Yeah.
Congregate?
Congregate! And I'm also going to kind of, I don't know that I'm selling you out, I just find this odd. Both of them said to me, because they have both been to Anthrocon, and you've been to BronyCon a lot. They say to me, I talk about our plans and how we're going to do things, because you got your con plan. You know how it works. So I mentioned the con suite, and how we'll be eating quite a bit from the con suite. They're like, we're eating what? Apparently, neither one of their cons, the con suite doesn't have food. And I said, what's the point of a con suite? And you said to me?
Yeah, it's just a meetup place.
And I said, isn't that every place at a con? That's what I thought the con was.
Yeah, it's called the zoo at Anthrocon.
So I was able to show them off the con suite. Like, hey, look at this. Drinks, chips. Meetup place with food, snacks, things going on.
Don't eat the ice.
Don't eat the ice.
No.
Yeah, there's a rule on that.
And I asked, because you don't have a sign unless there's a reason? Did you ask?
It was because that there was something in the drink to keep it, like, clean.
They're cutting down a con crud. If you notice, you go over, like, cookies and cakes and stuff are individually in bags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So people aren't handling lots of things. The ice is done the way it's done. There is like a disinfectant in the ice waterish mix that will fight germs if people do reach it. So if you eat the ice, you're not going to like it.
Well,
you'll be healthy.
And it's not, well, it's probably not going to like you. Well, and if they even went so far to combat con crud, where last night when we had the Beat the Geeks, which was the official game show of Congregate.
Woo!
And So with a new twist to my to our regular Kobayashi review trivia, if you got an answer wrong, you got one of Betty Boop's
Bernie Bot's
candies. I can never remember the name.
But, did you see the movies?
I did.
I don't remember seeing Betty Boop at Hogwarts. I would have remembered seeing Betty Boop at Hogwarts.
I'll share with you what fan / fake sites I go to. But but so there were these.
Oh, you said Bernie Bots. I thought you said Bernie Bros. And I was like,
very different. But they had these jelly beans, and some of them were tasty, some of them were not. And if you ended up losing a round, you had to have one of those and eat it in front of the crowd. And they were individually wrapped in pill cups.
I didn't realize that because I got the first one.
Yeah, so you were just like rummaging around.
They were a sealed something. And yeah. I was like, I'm taking pills now. Okay.
You were going with raffle style where you scramble them up to get a very unique one. I get that. But yeah, and what I was told was that they ended up finding those where to order those about a week ago. And they came in just in time to be able to portion them out individually. And if they hadn't found those in time, they were just going to go to a McDonald's and steal all of the ketchup paper containers. Oh. And we're going to use those. So.
Yeah, speaking about that, I beat my dad in trivia.
You did. Video game trivia. Because Beat the Geeks, you get to pick. There's a panel of what he calls experts, and it's just people he knows who deal with him.
Let's keep on brand. Geekspurts.
Oh, there you go.
Which is way dirtier.
And there is a list of categories, so you get to come up and challenge your person and pick the category you want to go. And yes, Kev and I battled in video games, but this little son of a bitch over here, our host, decides for the question that is going to break the tie, is what is the first name of the protagonist in the video game series Halo, known as... And I start to go buzz in, and he says, known as Master Chef. And I just lose it, and I start laughing, and he kept his composure and buzzed in and beat me.
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying you two were in cahoots, but I'm wondering.
There weren't no cahootin'.
Okay. I was worried about that. And Jess, what you been up to?
Oh, fantastic. I thought you'd never get to me after that lengthy dialogue.
Oh, come on. You saved the best for last. No, we don't, because I still have to talk.
So, real talk, for a while I'd lost my writing mojo, I began to second-guess myself, get a little bit of that imposter syndrome going, but this con,
Grigate,
has been pretty good for me. I've been speaking with various authors, I've been speaking with fans of fiction in general, getting more direction for this Queen of Anarchy series I've been working on for years, and I'm realizing that, I have room to grow. And I should continue growing, and I'm just so glad to be here. Congregate has been a wonderful environment, and it's weird because the cons I've been to, they focus more on artists than writers.
Right.
This seems to have been very writer-focused, and it's just really helped me get back, and I can't wait to start typing and writing a masterpiece that you can find on Smashwords if you Google the name Hal Seurat.
There you go.
Oh, I knew special, I forgot man. Something. You reached out. You touched it by the heart.
That's a beautiful story. It's a beautiful story. Everybody let me forget that we have a bell. Did we actually not... No.
We haven't said it yet.
Did we actually not say the website?
Not yet.
We didn't say geekradiodaily.com. I don't understand how we did that.
I'm surprised. Normally, before the show starts, we always mention at some point in time geekradiodaily.com.
We do, and I don't understand how that didn't happen.
You remember Geek Radio Daily.
That's what you did. I had no idea if you were coming back, and I was worried about your back.
We had no one to say geekradiodaily.com.
Oh, nice. See, that's exactly how you do it.
Yeah, from this point on.
Teaching the next generation. That's what you do.
Yep.
Dad moment. Good times.
That way, when you die, I can take over geekradiodaily.com.
Oh, yeah!
Anyway, continuing what I've been doing, away from the heartfelt story, I wanted to tell you one thing geeky I've done. I've mostly been hanging around with these two jokers. So, you know, outside of Enter the Gungeon and Heroes of the Storm... Like I've been
Heroes
doing...
of the Storm.
He does that
every
time.
Every time you say Heroes of the Storm, I'm going to sing Heroes of the Storm. I can't not do that. Keep on. You were talking.
Well,
visuals don't work.
You've known that man for how long and you still get derailed by him?
That's you'd think, point. Right? You'd think you'd be used to it. You've heard these same stupid jokes for...
So, one thing that I've done, geeky, that these two haven't...
Yeah.
Was past midnight and Friday the 13th, so, like, I mean, past midnight is in, it was Thursday the 12th and midnight hit and then it was Friday the 13th.
Right.
I watched the fan film that came out recently, Never Hike Alone, since it was plugged by the Friday the 13th killer puzzle game in which you can have Jason from that fan film. It's really weird seeing an official product reference a fan work.
It is weird.
So I decided, you know what, it's free, it's on YouTube, I'll give it a shot, and I was really impressed. This was a fan production, but in many ways, it was higher quality in both budget, the set development, character development, and just overall story than most of the Friday movies, especially Part 8, which, as we all know, is just so good, which is why I brought it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I always like to remind people that for Part 8, that's not a false title. The Muppets did a better job taking Manhattan.
I don't want to spoil too much of Never Hike Alone if you've never heard of it. Like I said, it's a fan project, so they couldn't really, you know, advertise it too much. They're not making money off it because, again, fan right. project. But I will say it's a very different film. It's about a hiker who goes hiking, and he happens to find the ruins of Crystal Lake, and he's haunted by the spirit.
And he goes alone.
Oh, yeah, he goes alone.
Ah,
you should never hike alone.
Never, never. I see.
And
you pick up context clues. I like that.
He finds the spirit of Jason, and he gets haunted by
it
him.
It does sound fascinating.
It's a very different kind of Friday the 13th, but it works. A lot of references in there. There are even some props from the original movies they managed to get
really?
In and sneak in. Like some props they were able to get, some replicas. And I won't say who, because it's a very special guest cameo.
Kevin Bacon!
But a character from the Friday the 13th series does show up, played by the original actor he was in. And it's a very magical moment. I won't say who it is, but you will smile when you realize.
Crispin Glover.
Oh my goodness.
Crispin Glover.
Yes.
Crispin Glover, that's probably some of his finest work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is Part 4? Absolutely.
That dance was awesome.
Oh.
He's so manly in that role.
And he learned he wasn't a dead... No, we can't mention that. All right. So oddly enough, you meant the Friday the 13th puzzle game. I've been playing... I have actually beaten the stupid Friday the 13th puzzle game, which is one of those you move one at a time, and you have to kill people. They set up various stages. You start, you know, at a camp, and you end up on a spaceship through all of your levels. But it's working your way through and being able to kill everybody, and there's an X on the board, and that's where the final girl will be, or the final guy, or the final bro, or the final douche, as they like to label it depending upon your stage. It is surprisingly fun. I thought it was going to be this dumb thing. I'm like, oh, that's actually kind of cool. And since they've locked down the the PC game because of the lawsuit, it's really all you got right now. Sad. And because they have the NES Classic and because Kev's a hacker, I've been able to revisit one of the finest games ever for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
An uncensored version, I might
add. An uncensored version, yes, you might add. One that I forgot was actually called Top Secret Episode because we just called it GoGo 13. Yes! You got to be a spy. It's the best James Bond game that had ever been made at the time. It's fantastic. They actually try to give you first-person mode in a Nintendo 8-bit game. They give you side-scrolling, they give you swimming, they give you flying, they give you driving, they give you a lot of stuff. And at the end of every level, when you're so hurt and, you know, you're going to get your health recharged, it's because you generally meet some woman, and the first stage is in a hotel room, and you see them from a silhouette, and the lights go out, and then your health goes up, and it's just silly.
Yeah, I never played that, but I remember reading about it in Nintendo Power.
Oh, right.
Wanting to check that.
Power. Oh, and that Nintendo thing. Power. That is such a good time. And they're watching this going, oh, my God, how did this game ever get made back then? It's like, yeah, that's right.
Because think, you know, the uncensorship only did so much. I mean, the game has blood and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it had blood, yeah. Nintendo used to do blood.
Well, yeah, but it got rid of, you know, the really, really damaging part to children, the sex.
That's right.
Well, yeah, because the censor, because in the censored version, yes, silhouette, fade to black, you get the implication. Uncensored version, oh no, she
takes her top off. Let's not imply that they're doing 8-bit canoodling is happening. Okay?
Yeah, that, I didn't
it's
think
a Custer's
ever seen
revenge minigame.
Yeah, because she's like, I've never actually seen a hardcore in a video game like, well, you haven't been to the Atari 2600.
Custer's Revenge. Custer's been around.
Exactly.
Oh, beat him and eat him. All kinds
I didn't mind the
really
Texas Chainsaw Massacre game for the 2600. That was actually pretty fun. No, no, don't. You were Leatherface. You ran around and you killed people, and you had to do it before running out of gas for your chainsaw.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
It really is. Halloween game wasn't bad either. I've randomly finally watched the movie Split. The James McAvoy has 23 personalities.
I've been wanting to watch that.
Or is it 24?
Bum, bum, bum.
Exactly. It is an M. Night Shyamalan film, but I'm happy to say it's from the M. Night Shyamalan that did The Sixth Sense and did even Devil most recently, which I actually enjoyed. It is a really good movie. This guy with multiple personalities kidnaps some women, and they use the various personalities to try to play against each other to get out. And because it's a Shyamalan film, there's got to be a twist. So what you think is supposed to happen is not what happens, but what does is very effing interesting. Incredibly interesting. And I will not spoil anything. I will just say, yes, if you don't know, you should watch it, because at the end, you're just going to go, well done, Shyamalan, you got me. Because that was...
Which is a sentence I never thought anyone would say after a certain year, because let's be honest.
The trees!
Yeah, that guy got famous way too quickly.
I feel like Split is trying to tell us that M. Night Shyamalan has two different personalities. One that makes bad movies, one that makes good movies.
Well, as we all know, Mark Wahlberg does. There are Mark Wahlberg films, and there are Marky Mark films. You know which ones are good, just by title alone, just by name alone. Oh, my goodness. Do we have any news? We have any news coming up. Are we doing anything? This is what we were doing.
Yeah, I've been working on this, and then, of course, taking the week off. And
right.
Fake Radio Daily coming back for
the
week.
Do we have any more cons?
I don't believe so. We got RavenCon 13.
Are we there?
Yeah, officially? I don't know. Well, I know.
Anybody been here? Anybody here? All the people here, no one has any kind of programming status at RavenCon? Jesus.
I've applied. We're programming, but I don't know that for sure. Well, I haven't seen
Okay. Well, let me know as soon as you can, because then I would
have... Did you apply?
Didn't we? I was originally supposed to be the MC for the thing that got canceled and turned into this.
Well, co-MC. Then you have... Unless Patterson's playing us off each other. I hope so. All
right. Am I doing anything else? Sorry, I'll be right back to you guys. am I doing anything else there?
Probably.
Most
likely.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, you are
now. You're on record. You're on record now.
Okay, there it is. Cool. I like that.
I've heard that Goku, Captain Crunch, and Naruto are all going to be in Super Smash Brothers.
Okay, that you're just lying. Captain Crunch. Sorry, that reminded me.
Yeah.
I know. What, those words have never been spoken by anybody ever, right?
Not unless you work for General Mills.
Free Slurpee Day.
Free Slurpee Day.
7-Eleven. As it turns out, when I was growing up, I'm from North Carolina, there were 7-Elevens all around North Carolina. So many years ago on one of the summer trips, they're all excited because they're going to be there on 7-Eleven. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, Free Slurpee Day. I'm like, oh. It's like, well, you don't understand. When do we get Slurpees? I'm like, whenever you go to 7-Eleven. They're like, there are no 7-Elevens in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not really any more at all.
They're in Richmond.
Yes, but Richmond is not North Carolina. So, context.
Bum, 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 bum.
So we went this time to learn that they stepped up their game. They used to give you a 7.11-ounce cup. Huh? For your free Slurpee. Yes, a little tiny. So this year, they're like, you just got a free small Slurpee at every one you went to. We went to 5 7-Elevens.
You found the last
60 ounces of
Slurpee. I didn't even go to all the ones in Richmond. I was like, boom, boom. I went to the 5 that are within a 10-minute radius of my house, because there's a lot of 7-Elevens in Richmond, in Northern Virginia. But they had a Crunchberry Slurpee option. I didn't get it. They were brave enough. I'm like, no, I'm doing cherry. That's it.
Believe it or not, even though you could still taste the texture of the Slurpee, it tasted just like Crunchberries, but I felt like I was actually eating the cereal. Like, I could somehow sense the texture. Maybe it's because my mind was getting some kind of Pavlovic reaction going on, because the taste was just so real. Like, the captain really crunchitized me there.
So we did that. So I randomly, and I didn't know they were going to Smalls, so I had no idea that on a random Wednesday I would be putting down 60 ounces of Slurpee. I was so high, it was crazy. Woo-hoo-hoo! I was Speedy Gonzalez, man. It was beautiful. We should have recorded a show randomly. That would have been beautiful.
I wouldn't have been able to keep up. It would have been 37 seconds long.
People can slow it. They can slow it down. You know.
But it's really going to mess up the one. Who is it that listens to the show at 2x speed?
It's Ryan. We are Ryan. And Ryan, I know you're listening to this fast. Ryan listens to all of his podcasts at double speed.
Ryan We're at normal speed.
He listens at double speed, so he listens to more podcasts, which is clever. So it always throws him when we do a commentary track that you have to watch video with, because you can't double both of those up. And if you figure out a way, let Ryan know, because it'll help him. Because Ryan, another one will be coming in a couple of months, just so you know.
We're gonna have another commentary. I also speak whale.
That's not too shabby.
And if you listen to this part backwards, Ryan, you'll hear a secret message from Stan.
Oh, did I actually get our email together?
Every penny
counts. Oh, I'm so bad at this. I only had, like, what, how many weeks to plan for this?
7.
That's all there is to it. Well, you know, I can push a button and maybe something will happen in the meantime.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Yes, we do. Jenna is beautiful. That's how this works. Hi, geeks. Again, thank you for being the ones who let me know about this Twitch Presents event of Doctor Who. Since it began at the beginning of June, I've seen several stories I'd never seen before. A couple nights back, I even got to see Peter Davison in Time Flight. I heard it's awful, but I saw only one problem. The Concord captain couldn't figure out how to close the TARDIS doors to keep the Master out, but minutes later, he flies the TARDIS across a bit of precise geography without accidentally moving in time and messing everything up. And I think I've gained about 15 pounds from irregular and shorter sleeping hours with my CPAP machine, but after this month, I'll be able to lose it again. That's a weird transition right there.
Was there a period or a semicolon?
Well, in fairness, the last thing did end in parentheses, so I was not supposed to read it because it's silent. My fault. Yeah. Sorry I haven't been able to write. I mostly listen to you at work, where I shouldn't stop and write. And as soon as 2 o'clock arrives, I'm into Doctor Who for as much of the day as I can manage. You have been entertaining others at Hack RVA, showing the marathon of the big 6x10 foot screen and digital projector. Thanks from all of us. That's from Bill. I think he means they're watching Doctor Who on the screen and not us on the screen.
I would imagine so, unless it's the cartoons.
I have no idea. Which would be kind of cool. The cartoons. Yeah, if you would like to, by all means, you should go to youtube.com/geekradiodaily. There's cartoons of us, which is entertaining and stuff as well. So this is the time where we're going to have to take ourselves a small, small little break, and we will come back and play a fantastic game with our wonderfully esteemed guest, who tries to say she doesn't have that many cats.
I don't actually.
Okay, Carol, I believe you.
I lost custody.
That's why you call yourself the cat lady. Fine.
Hi, boys, girls, and friends beyond the binary. I'm Matricula, a birthday clown for all ages that are 18 and up. Join me around the campfire to sing songs full of youthful nostalgia, like The Magic and Save a Horse, Ride a Time Lord. I also host the Nasty Woman Knitting Circle, where we knit cozies and other items for charity fundraisers. Catch me live on twitch.tv/METRICULA. See you there.
Geek Radio Daily? What's Geek Radio Daily? That sounds awesome. Why are you listening to it? My name is Steven.
Or Zach Allison, or whatever I'm doing today. Well, listen to Geek Radio Daily. That's the point.
Boy, you still not talking to me?
Yeah, we want to talk to you, Jake. Look, me and Dink.
Just tell him.
We think you drink too much.
You think you got a problem?
I got a problem?
Yeah,
I got a big problem. My best friends are f***ing assholes.
Seriously, Shakes, you drink way too much.
Why do you get balls like that saying I drink too much? You know, I don't see you guys having any trouble whatsoever keeping up with me. I don't have a problem with my alcohol. I can stop anytime I want to. I just don't, because I'm having a lot of fun with my drinking.
Oh, here we go.
Keep puking my heart. No big pieces.
Welcome back! And Sirix, I'm incredibly sorry. I forgot that's what I was having for the recorder. I am so sorry.
He's been talking about looking forward all week to playing a clip from Shakes the Clown.
I have, and I completely forgot about your crazy adventure, which I didn't know that you actually filmed the sequel to Dude, Where's My Car?
Where are my pants?
Or your pants. Wait. Say that loudly, Crystal.
Did you ever find them?
Yes, did you find your pants, Sirix?
I did. They were in the hotel.
Outstanding.
Okay. So I think you've got, I love the dedication to playing the game. I think we need to change up the sport a little bit. And when you're playing Dude, Where's My Pants, we can find a different team players for that for you, buddy. But
have you ever lost time before? At 1:50, I walked out of a party, to which Sirix said to me, are you going to be back? I'm like, yeah, we're going to be back. And then Rich and I, we step out to the balcony, get some fresh air, while one of our people smokes a cigarette because, you know, you've got your friends.
And we keep our temples clean.
We do, absolutely. Masters of our domain. We come back in, and the door's closed to the room party, and apparently things shut down in the 10, 12 minutes while we were gone. So I don't see Sirius again till this morning. And at first, I don't recognize him. I really didn't recognize him. But I walk up and I was like, oh my God, dude, you look like you had the greatest time in the world. And what did you say to me, Sirix? I woke up in a hospital this morning.
And I don't know how I got there.
And I don't know how I got there.
And I don't know where my pants.
I don't know where my pants are. I can't find my glasses or my phone. Did you find your phone?
Yes.
You did find God. You have your phone.
Got his phone. He's got his glasses. Yeah. He found his wallet. Sadly, $50 were missing. We don't know what happened to that. But he survived. He is refreshed. He, in fact, is here right now, the conqueror of the evening.
And so before we push the button to go on to the fun, I have to make sure that everybody knows for posterity's sake that the reason you lost time and ended up passed out in the bathroom, as it turns out, is because of cake.
Yes.
There's a story for another time.
It's time to play the multiverse's favorite guessing game. Do you know the truth when you hear it?
Shut up!
Can you spot a lie?
Oh, hell no!
Play along with the GRD crew as they decide.
Shut up!
Oh, hell no.
Indeed, this is the multiverse's favorite guessing game, Shown Up or Oh Hell No. Our special guest, Carol, is going to tell us true facts about herself, to which we will all determine whether or not those are true or not. And because it's fun and interactive to a degree, we're actually going to play for you guys. So anybody that would like a prize, we're going to play for one of you. So please, assign roles, sir.
In fact, we will be your avatars. So we'll go ahead and start with you. Who would you like to be your avatar as we try to figure out whether the statements are true or false?
Panel's happy for the first time ever.
Me? All right.
Oh, look at there.
Regina. All right. And who would you like to be your avatar? In the middle, we'll go with
Kevin.
All right. Kevin. And what is your name? Cindy. All right. And Crystal.
Billy.
Aww.
I let him win a round last night, so.
All right. And Syrinx, your avatar will be Halsara. You.
Who am I? Oh, yeah, you did, actually.
You did.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. You doubted yourself.
I did. I second-guessed myself
Mr.
totally.
Pants over here? Yep.
And, you know, the sad thing is, with, you know, cake being his downfall, I thought he'd go the distance. That's a song. music. All right.
Well, did you find
it over there?
Did you find your short skirt? Did you find your long jacket?
Yeah.
Okay. See? Musical jokes. It's fun. So, Carol, please, tell us a true fact about yourself.
I was once detained by the Pinell County Sheriff's Department in association with an assault.
Shown up.
3 hours.
Shown up. Oh, I didn't need the time. Shown up.
Shown up.
Yeah.
You look like a crazy old
ex. Whoa.
Really? Whoa. Now it's getting dark.
Yet honest. Shown up.
Shown up. All right. I'm going to say shown up.
Oh, there we go. We all believe in you.
Shown up.
Shown up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't assault anybody. Seriously, I didn't.
Did they end up in the hospital?
I have no idea. They didn't tell me what happened.
I did what I had to do when I walked away. That's the Carol way.
I did not assault anybody. It was just a detainment.
Okay.
They let me go after they realized I was tending pub at the Renaissance Festival at the time.
Oh, she has to pour alcohol. Let's get her back. There's important things in this world. What about the other guy? He broke his jaw. He can't drink. Don't worry about it. Carol?
I was a vegetarian for 8 years. No meat jokes.
That's all I really have.
I know.
This is the first time hearing about it, so I doubt it's true, because we know about vegans and always telling everybody that they're vegan.
But if she's not a vegan anymore, shown up? I'm going to show enough.
How about you all?
Oh, right. I'm going to go with hell no, because you're a cat lady. I've never known a vegan cat or even a bread-eating cat.
We're bread-eating cats.
Look, I've got...
Mine does.
I'm a cat, too. I'm the demon cat from the seventh circle of heck. We eat meat. We love steaks. So, yeah, hell no.
Hell no.
But are you a furry?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Hell no. Just straight up hell no.
Oh,
hell
damn. No. With attitude, Kevin.
I say hell no.
Show
no. Billy Flynn with the points.
Did I mention I normally win this game? That I win this game more than anyone else?
And you are currently in the lead with 2-1 for everybody else.
I have double your points, bitches.
Oh, you just mean.
I am.
At Dragon Con 1 year, David Carradine bought me a drink at the Hyatt Bar.
Like, no, I think it was Keith Carradine.
No, it was Keith David, right?
No, it was John.
No, it was David Keith.
John Carradine. Yeah, had a little bottle, a little thing of ashes there.
Jesus.
Yeah, he always hangs around the bar.
hell no.
I know. Show enough.
Doubting myself.
Show enough.
You're charming enough, so I think that he might.
I mean, I would.
I'm gonna go show enough.
Show enough. He did.
Oh, yeah. So one time you go the opposite way of me and it works out for you. Damn.
Yep, it's a tie right now, 2-2.
Damn.
I'm a natural redhead.
Show enough. It was dark. I don't remember.
I'm going to say show enough.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Oh, with some stank on it.
Hell no. I was blonde. You know this.
I know.
You see like pictures from like...
trying to keep my streak of always losing.
See, that's why I shouldn't listen to the things you say, Carol. Gosh, shouldn't do that. Messed up, all right?
Okay.
Hit us up.
Not naturally purple?
It's totally natural. Like I said last night, it's
as natural as your blue, Chibi.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you search YouTube for North Glen Mall 1976 Star Trek convention, you will see footage from a very old Star Trek convention. And you will see a brief glimpse of a very, very young Carol the Cat at her very, very first convention.
Show enough.
That's so charming.
See, show enough.
That it has to be misdirection. Hell no.
Show enough. That was show too enough. Quick on that.
Hell no. I was there.
Oh, hell no.
I was there, but I am not on the footage.
Oh, my. See, oh, I was like, wow. That is so incredibly specific.
Nice.
At this convention, at this mall, at 5:15 p.m., on the second shot of the set,
at this part of the country, localized entirely within your kitchen, right?
May I see it? Search for that footage. It's cringeworthy.
Oh, okay. So they really lost it by not classing it up with you.
That's right. But, you know, the footage is bad.
Story of your life, right?
Have, like, you know, 7-year-old me there.
Yeah. All right. The score right now, Hall Sarah is at 4 points.
Wow.
Keever's at 3. Flynn and I are at 2.
Okay.
I'm going to.
I feel so bad. Don't worry. None of these points matter yet.
For a period of almost 2 years, I was technically homeless as I lived in a tent.
Show enough.
Show enough.
Hell no.
Show enough.
Show enough.
Oh no.
I kind of heard the pride in your voice as you said that. Like, it's right. I was intent. It's right.
I worked Renaissance Festival, so I had a job.
Ah, you didn't hit that seat earlier, and we missed it.
Billy Plus, Flynn, myself, and Kiever are 2 points behind right now. 5-3.
You can correct him anytime you want.
You know, little fun fact for you, if you ever find yourself in a hopeless situation, if you are homeless, you can qualify for help and benefits just by sending in a picture of your tent.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I just learned something.
Man, they wouldn't have given me benefits because my tent was like classy. I'm joking. It had a front porch.
Was it one of those Harry Potter tents? Did you have a chandelier inside?
Close.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was really nice.
All right.
I just got a vision of, like, a homeless guy begging, but his cardboard box is made of solid gold, and he's begging with a top hat.
You got 2 or 3 more?
He's got his top hat out.
Yeah, I got 2 or 3 more.
We can do 2 or 3 more, I think.
Okay.
Make it happen when you're down to 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am a trained winemaker.
Can we ask a follow-up question to that? When you say trained, does self-training count as well?
No. Okay. This is actual...
I'm going to say show enough.
Show enough.
Show enough.
You know, she kind of had that look in her eyes like, I'm deceiving you.
Okay.
But at the same time, she bought a beer in here.
You know what?
Yeah,
I'm ahead
that.
Anyway, so decider. I'm going to say hell no.
It's
okay.
Decider.
That's a hell no for you.
That's a hell no. All right. And the answer is?
Show enough.
Show enough.
She was homeless for 2 years. She had to know how to make her own
festival.
Wine. Right?
Right. Renaissance.
Renfair.
I'm such an idiot.
Oh, well, we're starting to come back. There's only 1 point difference between our leader.
All snap.
Oh.
Not that any of these points matter.
Yeah, everyone's going to.
Plus the gimmick.
I am fluent in Elvish.
Hell no.
You're here, aren't you? Show enough.
That implies we're all
fluent. I can speak a few words of Darnassian.
That's not fluent.
So enough. Okay. It's Night Elf dialect.
All right, we'll see.
I'm going to say hell no with an asterisk because I believe you can read it but not speak it.
What? Hell no, and you're right.
How does that come up in conversation?
We currently have a three-way tie.
I'll snap.
Oh, wow.
For first place with 5 points.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
And Kever.
Oh, that's yeah. Good. Wait. You're leading from behind, Kev.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I lead from the front.
Good for you.
With
so you got about two more?
Yeah, I think okay. I can come up with two more.
Okay.
Oh, she's going to pull them out. Okay, all right.
Where am I going? I am a performing fire eater.
Show enough.
I'm going to deter to my she looks like a crazy old expletive deleted, so show enough.
I don't even understand that.
So no, she's apparently the Renaissance Fair's clown.
I'm going to say hell no.
Hell no, I have never performed before.
What? No.
But I do eat fire.
Wait. Is that
I'm in the lead for once! Woo!
Is that a euphemism?
No.
Okay.
Oh. I eat fire. I've just never performed it.
Huh. Okay. Then how does anyone know you really can?
Because my teacher knows. That.
You perform for your teacher?
You just want me to.
I'm trying to get a technicality. I'm trying my best.
Nope. So I am currently in the lead. And what we're going to do now is our very final question is going to be worth 5 points. So as Billy has mentioned, none of the points earlier matter.
Spoilers.
So this next one is a 5-point question. It is our final question.
I currently have 6 tattoos.
I know, right? I told you to wear something revealing. Hell no.
Show enough. Crazy old expletive deleted. If I could chew on a catchphrase.
Oh, show enough.
I'm going to say show enough.
All right. Dad wins.
So, yeah. So what would that final total be then?
That would be 5 for Halsera, 6 for me, 4 for Kever, and 10 for one of
them. Yes!
Not last place.
There you it saved is. The best for last.
There it is. Troy went for it every single time. Every
I wasn't last place.
So
I was last place.
So see us in a couple moments, folks. We got some prizes for you to pick from. We'll do it from me on down. We'll figure out how to break the tie. I don't care what you do. You can rock Rochambeau for it. That's fine by me.
So
very quickly, tell everybody what else are you doing at the con this weekend? I think I have the costume contest. And tomorrow, do we ever figure out what the debate thing is tomorrow?
Nope.
There's a panel that Rich and I are on with Michael Peterson. What is it called? Debate Club?
Yeah.
Debate Club. And it apparently lasts for 90 minutes, and we have no idea what it is because we didn't sign up for it at all.
Nope. We were thrust upon it.
Yes,
and we will figure out what the hell we're talking about. It's probably just like, hey, debate this. Okay.
I'm pretty sure one of the rules is you're not supposed to talk about it, so I want to edit this part out.
Oh, it is Debate Club. True.
Debate Club.
How did Fight Club constantly get new members?
Right?
They were never supposed to talk about it.
You know what it was?
A hacky joke, but it still pisses me.
You'd always have that guy at work you always wanted to punch in the face.
They brought that up in the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
We're breaking the rules.
Ah, jerks.
Every single time. Wait, this is actually the last thing for you two, isn't it? So you get to go hang out in the pool and do stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to the pool right after this. Not sure if I'll bring my chalice. By the way, I've got a fanciful chalice here because every pimp needs a chalice. You
and I believe you got that from the Creativity Out of Context table in the dealer's room, didn't you?
Oh, that's a cool place.
Yes, I did.
You can also find my art there.
But, you know, if you don't behave yourself...
I'm going to hit you with your own pimp!
So what y'all doing?
Yeah, I think it's called Goldfish or something. I don't know. I'll give Dad a URL.
Okay, cool.
I've got a panel in here next hour, Make My Marble, where I'm assuming we're talking about marble stuff.
Yay!
Then at 9:30, I'm on So You Want to Start a Con? Don't, because I'm stupid, and I started a convention.
That is the full title.
Goldfish is where I got the wand. Never mind.
The other part's parenthetical.
And then at 10:30, I'm in The Art and the Artist downstairs. So. And then tomorrow, we're doing a podcasting panel at 10 o'clock in the freaking morning.
You sound happy about that.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, wait, what's this other thing you have me doing tonight because you're going to be late?
I didn't know anything about that. Oh, the home recording. Yeah, the cheap. Okay. Tonight, let's hear. We've got the costume contest coming up here that we MC. Then I have So You Want to Be a YouTube/Twitch Star, which I will be appearing with Matricula. And then I'll be coming in late to this one, but Billy, you'll be there at the start at 11 o'clock.
Hi, Crystal.
The Rogue, the Rogue 105th panel, which what that is where members of the 105th costuming group, they take a famous, well-known movie script and then proceed to voice act it out, doing impressions. So you'll be having different actors doing different roles to the various levels that we all can do impressions. I will be there halfway through it. Billy Flynn, you're going to be there the whole time, okay, which will be fantastic. And it is put on by the 105th, which is fantastic. Charity costuming group with no particular franchise base. It could be anything. Good guy, bad guy, Star Wars, Star Trek, Marvel, doesn't matter.
Sweet, okay. And before we wrap everything up, I would like to once again say thank you to all the fine folks who helped me congregate.
Woo!
Congregate! Such the fantastic thing that it is, because it has been an absolute pleasure. And I need to give an incredible amount of kudos to this fantastic hotel that's hosting us.
Because Red Lion is what it's called.
Red Lion, because no matter where you go, they always have ketchup for you.
And no matter what room you're in, they don't have coffee makers.
They do not.
So or microwaves.
Or microwave. That's fine. But ketchup. Every place I've been, there's been a bottle of ketchup.
I remember this morning, I told you to turn around because there's something scary at you. You try to look at the phone, you don't see anyone behind you. So I point to it, and it's like two.
I bet there aren't any in here.
God, I hope there is.
You gotta pull a Sands on us and drink it. That'd be awesome.
If you had breakfast in the restaurant this morning where you could get water or orange juice, had a bottle of ketchup there as well.
There was two bottles of ketchup just staring down at Dad.
Yeah, and there were two bottles of ketchup just on random parts of the furniture. I understand for the potatoes, but they weren't near the potatoes. They were over here.
They were just in random places, so hungover people can just, come up.
And on the first floor next to a coffee pot, they have ketchup as well. So there's been ketchup. They've got I don't know, Red Lion owns ketchup stock. I have no idea how that works, but that is fantastic, and I'd like to thank them for that. Otherwise, I guess we should probably push a button and say, thank you all so much for being here. I know. I'm trying to be thoughtful of other people. Who am I? We started kind of on time, too. That's so strange. TRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, nice to go license. Check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. And stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Go to youtube.com/geekradiodaily. There's always kinds of fun stuff there. You never know what will occur or what will be there at any given moment. If you'd like to, you can drop us a note. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Or you can always send us a voicemail, too.
G-I-D-C-R-A-L.
Do you remember it too, Carol? Because we can do it again.
Where?
The phone number.
G-I-D-C-R-A-L.
We're running out of time, Carol.
510.
G-I-D-C-R-A-L. Fantastic.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Wow, she is loud.
That was my line.
Funny. I detect no source of amusement.
Well, folks, I am out of here.
I promised your mother I'd take care of you as if you were my own.
Well, you've always kept up that promise. You've always been like a father to me or something.
If your drinking interferes with work one more time, I'm going to have to fire you. Understand?
Yeah. He says if I f*** up one more time, I'm going to get fired.
Whoa, this is serious, Shake.
What are you going to do? What am I going to do? I'm not going to drink at work anymore. That's what I'm going to do.
Get right. You haven't drawn a sober breath since I've known you.
I resent that. I've been sober plenty of times.
When? That's settled. From now on, me and Deke are going to go with you on your rounds to make sure you don't drink.
I don't need you guys. I don't have a problem. I can stop on my own, thank you.
Well, I'm sure you can, but we're going to go with you just to make sure you get off to a good start. To Shakes and his newfound sobriety.
Toast.